now there's my gobble gee. Now gee, my gee. Pretty quick gobble. Tangle my cat hat.
He wasn't. I
Oh, I could crush him someday, and it's here, isn't it, Chan?
And boy, were you both sassy nosing. Say, lady, did you panic? No fooling. I couldn't have done any better myself.
Gee, I was frightened, Val. When we took our entrance cue, my knees were making a noise like a cocktail shaker full of marbles. I didn't know whether I was dancing on my feet or yours. And then I looked up at you, and you were smiling down at me, and then I knew everything would be all right.
I know it would, too, when I saw you grin back.
You got the sweetest smile, Val. Those two front teeth look like tombstones, white and big. I suppose they're put there because from there up you're dead.
Hey!
I didn't mean that. What I meant to say was, well, they look like monuments or something.
Oh, yeah? But anyhow, do you want to know what Gallagher said?
What do you think I've been waiting for? You got a good vocabulary, but you never get around to saying anything with it.
Listen, I want to hear something.
What?
Not another word out of you till I finish telling you this.
Yes, sir?
Well, I goes up to Gallagher, see? And he's looking about as hard-pressed as a sock on the jaw. So I thinks we flopped or something. Anyway, I ups to him and I says, well, old pal, what did you think of Laverne and Valentine? And he says, lousy. That flower of yours is a genius to learn all them steps overnight. So I comes back with, so you don't want us to go on tomorrow night then, huh? I was feeling about as easy as a pole sitter on a spear about that time. Who says I didn't? You go on. I hope you get over. But if you do, I'll eat all the bulbs with foot.
Oh, so he didn't think we were so good, huh?
Sure he did. He wouldn't let us go on if he didn't. Gallagher's always that way. Well, if Julius Caesar himself come back to play Shakespeare, Gallagher'd say he wasn't the type.
Say, it's a lucky thing for Gallagher's wife. He isn't married, isn't it?
Yeah.
She had a baby he'd kick because it wasn't twins.
Yeah, no fooling. That guy hates to eat because it spoils his appetite.
Oh, we shouldn't talk about Gallagher this way. Well, after all, he's letting us go on. Gosh, honey, but suppose the customers don't give us a hand tomorrow night.
Well, if they don't, we'll get a foot from Gallagher.
Oh, we simply gotta click, because if we wow them, then we're in big time forever. But, honey, do you know what it'll be if we flop?
Yep, impossible.
No, it'll mean that we're just a pair of small-time hoofers. They got a break in big time, but couldn't get by. We're as good as we'll ever be. And if we don't make the grade this time, well, we might as well put a rock under the rear wheel and stay where we are in the three of days.
Now, honey, listen. Tomorrow night, we go on before a hard-boiled house. I've seen plenty of houses. Those guys know the difference between a dancer and a guy that just makes a noise with his feet. Plenty. What we got to do is just give them all we've got. If we do that, we'll have them in the aisles doing an Al Jolson for more. You got to go out there feeling that every customer's your friend. They've been waiting to see you dance for years. And you got to think that since the days of Salome, there ain't been a dance done till you started in the trade.
I'll try to think that, Val.
Atta girl. But don't forget this. You got to go over that routine plenty before tomorrow night. Not that you don't know it, but just to make sure you won't forget it.
See, I'll bet you wish I were Daisy Nolan, don't you? So you wouldn't have to worry.
Oh, listen. Daisy was terrible. No fooling. If she was working in the movies, they had to get a double for her on words over two syllables. There's hoofers and hoofers. And Daisy wasn't neither. And she was always speaking out of turn.
Well, somebody told me that she was quite a wit.
Well, they was half right. All the time we was working together, all we did was tell animal stories.
What do you mean?
Well, she'd pass me the buck and get my goat.
Really? Cross your heart. Would you rather have me than Daisy?
And how? Listen, kid. This is the way I want it to be. You and me together, going into big time. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Laverne and Valentine, the greatest pair of hoofers since the flood.
Well, come on, get your makeup off and let's get back to the room and go over those steps.
Okay, Captain.
Unhook this costume, will you?
Hey, this costume of Daisy's is sure too big for you.
Well, I'll have to make it smaller before tomorrow night. Say, this Daisy dame wasn't any singer's midget, was she?
She was neither a singer nor a midget. No, I think she grew a double chin just so she could talk twice as much. When that dame stepped on your feet, I'm telling you, your toes looked like a poker hand. Hey, didn't you ever know her, Alice?
I didn't know her from Adam.
Well, Adam didn't have any clothes on.
Well, she didn't have much else if she wore this costume. It reminds me of a barbed wire fence. You know, protects the property without obscuring the view.
Well, gee, she had to show her individuality, didn't she?
Well, if she wore this dress, she sure did. Just what do you think of it for a costume?
Let's see. Take your hands off your hips so I can look at it.